DOS test pilots wanted: retro computing, path separators, and an APL game engine. A developer identified as Namgyal published a 3D voxel game engine written in APL, a programming language from the 1960s built around array operations and dense symbolic notation. Writing a game engine in APL is, as observers noted, the computational equivalent of carving a ship in a bottle. The project works, in part, because a voxel world is fundamentally a three-dimensional array of values, and APL's array slicing, mapping, and reduction operations express spatial queries concisely. APL practitioners in the Hacker News comments noted that the raymarching logic, determining what is visible from a given viewpoint, maps particularly well to APL's scan and reduction operators. The project drew 58 points and 7 comments, suggesting a small but appreciative audience. The F-15 Strike Eagle 2 reverse engineering project, which has been working to fully document the 1989 MicroProse flight simulation game, put out a call for DOS test pilots and received 259 points and 68 comments. The team needs people who can run the original DOS game and test specific flight maneuvers to help correlate what the disassembled code does with what the game actually displays. Developers of that generation were writing custom sound drivers, hand-optimizing inner loops, and building physics simulations with integer arithmetic because floating-point operations were too slow. Understanding how they did it is, in the view of many Hacker News commenters, genuine computer science history rather than nostalgia. A post documenting how Windows has changed its behavior when a user opens an unrecognized file type. Tracing the UI from Windows 3.1's sparse dialogues through to modern Microsoft Store integration drew a smaller audience but sharp commentary. The evolution from "here's how to specify a program manually" to "let us connect you to the App Store" was read as a reflection of how Microsoft's revenue model has shifted. The old dialogue was designed to solve a user problem, while the new dialogue optimizes for platform engagement. A 2021 article on the historical divergence between the Unix /, and the DOS /, as path separators also circulated, explaining the 40-year interoperability headache as the result of DOS having already claimed the /for command line option prefixes when it needed a path separator.